This gonna be a donkey, because right now you want some real donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Did she get Donkey of the Day? Please tell me.
I have become Donkey of the Day.
At the Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, February 10th goes to Austin Chang. Am I pronouncing his name right? Let me hear his name.
Austin Chang.
Austin Chang. Okay, yes, Austin Chang. Who is Austin Chang? He is a Black Army veteran and businessman, and he'll be running for governor of Michigan against incumbent Governor Gretchen Whitmer. He's one of these Negroes who clearly has yet to get his nigga wake-up call. What is a nigga wake-up call, Uncle Charlotte? Well, according to the great Paul Mooney, as well as the Urban Dictionary, it is when a Black person, usually an entertainer or celebrity of some sort, in this case a politician, finally realizes that white media, white America, will never see them as anything but Black, and as soon as they can find a way to ruin your life, oh, they will. Okay, a nigga wake up call is also usually a Black person who finally understands that we do not live in a post-racial society, and they usually realize that by experiencing the effects of covert and overt racism firsthand. Okay, that's what is eventually going to happen to Austin Chang, because this Negro, who's from Nigeria, by the way, is one of those Black people who thinks he's going to get on by kicking in the backs of Black people. He thinks he's going to get on by sucking the kneecaps and licking the soles of a white supremacist's New Balance. Okay, see, some politicians are fully aware that the MAGA base is real. 74 million people voting for Trump in the last presidential election proved that. And when you look at polls that say 87% of U.S. Republicans believe all lives matter, compared to 63% of Democrats who believe Black lives matter, you like, the hell with that Black stuff. Okay, even if you are indeed Black, and that's what Austin Chang has done. This man posted on his Instagram page, and I want y'all to write his Instagram page down, because we are going to have a petty party in his mentions on his Instagram, at Austin Chang, AustinChange. He posted, and I'm quoting this verbatim, "I will cancel Black History Month in Michigan. It's offensive, unfair, maybe illegal. Americans from all backgrounds deserve a revered history. I'll declare American History Month." Let me repeat that one more time. He posted on his Instagram, "I will cancel Black History Month in Michigan. It's offensive, unfair, maybe illegal. Americans from all backgrounds deserve a revered history. I'll declare American History Month." Clayton Bigsby is somewhere excited.
Black power!
Uncle Ruckus couldn't agree with you more.
Nigga free, and that's how he need to be.
Nigga free, and that's how he need to be. He ain't free. Okay, self-hatred is not free. I don't understand the self-hate that some Negroes like Austin Chang possess, because I promise you, my brother, nobody likes a sellout. Nobody likes a human that is willing to throw their own race under the bus to win favor from another race. If I was white, why would I trust you? That'd be the funny part. White folks will embrace a self-hating Negro like this, not realizing this Negro don't love you. The reason he don't love you is because he don't love his damn self. If your first, last, and best love is self-love, tell me how could he ever give a damn about you when he don't love himself? See, what this Austin nigga is doing is exactly what America attempts to do, erase Black history. Okay, see, he's right when he says Black history is American history. That's a fact. But America keeps trying to revise it. See, if we talk American history, we have to start at the beginning. The beginning was a country built by the enslaved. So when you have to deal with the reality of American history, which is slavery, then you have to start talking about atoning for it. That's a conversation that's usually a non-starter. Okay, when you get to talking about American history in regards to Black people, and you get to talking about slavery and how Black people are owed reparations for slavery, then all of a sudden, people's tongues want to do the silhouette challenge. They want to turn off the lights so we can hardly see and start dancing to distract us from the matter at hand. No, turn them damn red lights off. Turn these other lights on. Turn that Doja Cat screech off, and let's have a real conversation, okay? I bet you, if you get to talking to Austin Chang about American history, and I put American in air quotes, okay, if you get to talking to him about real American history and slavery and what Black people are owed, he will sound like this.
See, to understand the story of Ketcher Freeman, you gotta know a little something about slavery. Now, if you think is as worthless and lazy today, oh Lord help me, you should have seen him back in slavery days. Good old Master Colonel and plantation owners like him provided darkies all over the South with good jobs, food, housing. I'm telling you, slavery was the best thing that ever could happen to Negro kind.
That's how Austin Chang's American history would sound if you got to talking about slavery. Not to mention, Austin, you're from Nigeria. Don't come to America trying to get rid of all Black traditions, all Black American traditions, okay? What if I went to Nigeria, ran for office and told folks when I'm elected, I'm going to stop y'all from having three wedding ceremonies. Okay, what if I went to Nigeria and ran for office and told y'all no more Sunday rice? Okay, what if I went to Nigeria and ran for office and told y'all I'm banning the spraying of money at all ceremonies? How would you like that? Well, you probably wouldn't care because you clearly one of these black people who hate to see other black people having a good time. Okay, you just hate anything black. Black Panther, black coffee, black ice. I hate nigga ice too, but that's neither here nor there. You doing all this because you want to impress these human jars of Hellmans that don't give a damn about you. You are selling your soul to white devils who, if some of them saw you in the street, they don't know that you hate black folks. And guess what? They wouldn't care because at the end of the day, no matter how much you hate your own, you will never hate your own as much as they hate your black ass. Okay? You can't run from who you are, Austin. And it may not be today, may not be tomorrow, but one day soon, you will be reminded that no matter how much you sell out, them white racists not buying in. Because they don't buy black, okay? That nigga wake up call's on the way. Word to Paul Mooney.
Wake up, nigga. A nigga wake up call's a bitch.
Yes, it is. Please let Remy Ma give Austin Chang the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
Mm-hmm.
No, we got a petty ball. You said we have a petty ball.
Oh, yes. Thank you for reminding me. I got hot in here because for whatever reason, the heat in here be on 1,000. And so I had to pat myself down. But yes, petty party in Austin Chang's Instagram. His Instagram is AustinChange. I want y'all to put nigga in the phone emoji. That's it. Go to his page.
And you want N-I-G-G-A or N-I-G-G-E-R?
N-I-G-G-A! Well, you know what? You're right. Thank you for that envy. N-I-G-G-E-R. Mm. Yes.
N-I-G-G-E-R and
yes.
The phone emoji.
And the phone emoji. That's what I want y'all to do. Go to his Instagram page. We're having a petty party at Austin Chang, AustinChange. Put N-I-G-G-E-R in the phone emoji. That's it.
Okay.
He need a nigga wake up call. He gonna get it, though.
All right, Charlamagne. Thank you for that donkey today.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Now, when we come back, it's Black History Month. What we doing?
Oh, man, when we come back, we got to pay homage to a Black History Month legend, one of my favorite comedians of all time, a man that we don't celebrate enough, actually. His name is Paul Mooney.
All right, we'll get into it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.